everybody. I'm Ellen O'Brien in studio with John Hilliard, and you're listening to Storage Radio. It's a weekly podcast where we recap all the top headlines across the group, and we talk with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor based in Washington, D.C. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Dave, saw your blog post on Dell today and wanted to start with that. Okay, so the earnings are in and they're not good or not what they had hoped for. And this is all coming almost 2 years now after they've ended that OEM deal with EMC. So what is up?
Well, it's, obviously when they ended the OEM deal, the plan was that they would sell their own storage. You know, they had Echologic for a couple of years. They had just bought Compellent. So, they're trying to replace what they were selling through EMC with their own storage. And, the going has been slow.
So they didn't break down revenue for the individual platforms, according to your post. So we don't know, let's say, how Echologic is doing, as opposed to Compellent. But they have made some major or pretty significant upgrades to Echologic recently, haven't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, they just came out with new high-end systems with flash and a hybrid setup this week. But, the architecture hasn't really changed there. So, the big thing, they were down over 13% year over year. So, if you take out the EMC stuff and you look at just compared to their own Dell branded stuff a year ago, they were up about 6%, but they were down, even Dell branded, they were down from the second quarter this year to the third quarter. So, they're having their troubles. All of the storage-only vendors, the EMC, NetApp, Hitachi, are all up around 7% year over year, so they're doing better. The good news for Dell is they look very good compared to HP, which announced last night after Dell, and their storage was way down. They were down in almost everything, but their storage was down over 13% since last year, a huge drop, and they were down from the previous quarter. And that's with their 3-PAR line up 60% year over year. So the rest of...
3-PAR is doing great, and everybody, the other products aren't. What kind of dollar figure did they attach to that percentage?
Well, they didn't, but they just said that, 3-PAR was up 60%, which is slowing down. I mean, they were, when HP first bought them, they were at the first couple quarters, they increased 100% year over year. But, 60% is still good growth, but... You have to wonder what else they're selling, not much of anything. So, the Dell storage, the HP storage still fits into two categories, 3-PAR and subpar.
Ba-da-ding. Hey, Dave, way to go. But wait, I saw some $8.9 billion number floating around. What was that?
That was their overall loss with HP after a write-off for the EDS acquisition. But
$8.9 billion with a B.
Okay. So the storage didn't quite lose that much.
So wrapping it up, how much of this can they blame on the economy? I mean, it's a simple question, but can they just say, look, NetApp's up and other people are selling storage systems, but let's face it, the economy is not where it needs to be for us to make our numbers. Can they blame it on that?
Well, I mean, they're losing market share, right? So you can blame the economy, but when your competitors are selling, your competitors are up and you're down, you can't put it all on the economy. And obviously the, Dell and HP are primarily, PC servers, and that is terrible business these days, and they count on PC and server sales to pull in storage, but they're still selling, full-blown storage arrays, and, the other guys are selling more than them.
All right, Dave, before I let you go, Brocade CEO says he'll leave on a happy note. Where's he going? What's happening?
I don't think he's going anywhere yet.
That's why he's so happy.
He's not resigning for another job. He's staying until they find a replacement for him. But, he's been there a while, and, they bought a couple of big companies during his run and tried to sell them off and themselves off and couldn't do that, and now he's on his way out.
So, speaking of financial results, he's leaving on a good note. He's been there 7 years, and last quarter it beat the top end of its forecast by $10 million. So, it's a good way to go. All right, Dave, we look forward each week to talking to you about that week's top story. We'll see you soon.
All right, take care.
John, I'm going to pass it off to you for this week's top headlines.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Continuing with Dell for a moment, the company also made news this week by announcing that its new hybrid solid-state arrays would be available for its high-end Equalogic iSCSI SAN PS6500 lineup. The new arrays are intended for the high input outputs per second that are required by virtual desktop infrastructure deployments. The new arrays, which are marketed as the PS6510E and the PS6500ES, scale up to 84.8 terabytes of raw capacity and include support for up to 7 400-gigabyte solid-state drives. The new systems are designed to handle workloads in data warehouses, online transactional databases, and media applications, according to EMC. And Pure Storage Incorporated said an upcoming upgrade to its Purity operating system will allow the company's FlashArray systems to support iSCSI, space-efficient snapshots, and greater VMware integration. The company said that the new features will be part of its Purity 2.5 operating system, which is currently in beta. And Quest Software Incorporated said that it will be adding support for physical backups to its vRanger 6 virtual machine backup product when it's released by the end of the year. Quest, which is expected to be bought by Dell for $2.4 billion by the end of this year, gained a solid following by being one of the first vendors that addressed virtual server data protection when vRanger was first released in 2006. Quest said that customers now expect their backup applications to be able to handle both physical and virtual backup operations. And finally, Amazon Web Services has released its Amazon Glacier cloud service. Now, the company says that the service is an alternative to tape archives and is intended for data that can tolerate a 3 to 5 hour retrieval time. Now, that slower retrieval time comes with a lower cost. Amazon said that it will charge customers 1 cent per gigabyte per month for data stored within the service. By comparison, data stored on Amazon's S3 cloud service for enterprises costs 12.5 cents per gigabyte per month, but that data can be retrieved almost immediately, according to the company.
Well, I don't think it would fly at TechTarget, but I will say yet another alternative to tape.
Yep, everybody keeps trying to bury tape.
It can't be done.
Nope.
Okay, more on this next week. For more on all of these stories, check out Search Storage.com, and each week listen to Storage Radio. Thanks. Bye-bye.